Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. We are on day 6 of our Honka session. It's April 5th, 2021. The time is 10 a.m. Congressman Keene, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the redemptive power of Easter. We ask that you please just guide us and lead us and help us make good decisions to lead the Osage Nation. We ask that you lay your healing hand upon those who are suffering and just give them peace as they move forward. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse. Speaker Pratt.
That's you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn. Assistant Chief Redcorn. Speaker, I think.
Do you want to try?
Congressman Big Horse.
Who's caller two?
There's an unidentified caller on the line. Could you please identify yourself?
All right.
This is Alicia.
Oh.
Thank you.
Hi, Alicia. All right, we're having a little bit of difficulty, a few members with a call-in number, so we will continue to look for them. For now, we have a quorum, and next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal.
Speaker, I move to approve the minutes of whatever day, April the 1st, as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the journal of April 2nd. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees.
Speaker Pratt, this is the clerk.
Yes, ma'am.
We had another caller just come in. Could we please have them identify themselves?
My apologies, ladies. This is Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to make sure.
Thank you. Okay.
Speaker, this is the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee. We'd like to report to Congress as fully engrossed ONCA 21-18. Final committee action do pass with 3 yes votes by Keen, Big Horse, and Good Fox. We also have some rules amendments we'd like to report. Final committee action do pass with 3 votes by Keen, Big Horse, and Good Fox. Amendment number 1, page 7, line 91, rule 2.12, strike as and shall inform the Congressional Affairs Committee in writing. Amendment number 2, page 14, line 355, strike 1,000 and insert 5,000. Amendment number 3, page 16, line 466, strike attending. Amendment number 4, page 22, line 700, strike and insert A-N, and. Amendment number 5, page 23, line 724, strike appoint a member to preside in order to fully. Amendment number 6, page 44, line 1555, strike title and. Amendment number 7, page 44, line 1557, strike divisions in each department, agency, board, program, and budget under each division. And the final amendment is amendment number 8, page 6, line 50, strike and for not more than 2 consecutive years. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. It's not pulling up for me right now, but those have been sent out, correct?
Yes.
All right, I see. Okay, thank you. Any other select committees? Hearing none, any standing committees to report? Okay, are there any bills and resolutions to introduce this morning? All right, we are now on general order day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 21-27, an act to enact a nonprofit corporation code and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda. We're now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 21-18, an act to amend the annual salary of the principal chief and the assistant principal chief in accordance with Article 7 of the Osage Nation Constitution and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Good Fox. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This is an increase to the salary for the chief and the assistant chief for the Osage Nation. In June of 2020, just last year, the Osage News reported, quote, due to a grim financial forecast in the nation's 2021 fiscal year, Principal Chief Jeffrey Standingbear said that every department and program was asked to cut 2 positions. The layoffs and eliminated positions combined equaled 62 positions, cut and saved the nation a little over $2 million. 11 months later, we're considering a 57% increase for the chief and a 53% increase in pay for the assistant chief positions, respectively. Let me lay this out for those listening. That's moving from $95,000 a year for the chief to $150,000 a year. It's a $55,000 raise for the chief. And an assistant chief from $75,000 to $115,000, a $40,000 raise. That same report in the Osage News reported that we laid off only 45 members at the end of the day. But subsequently, we reduced the appropriations to the health benefit and we reduced the appropriation to the higher ed scholarship. We cut prevention programs. And here in the Osage Nation, we cut childcare programs, successful Head Start programs that have been in operation for 40 years, serving 200 families in Osage County. And when the dust settled, it's now time to give raises to the top. I've got a bill up for consideration to raise the lowest paid workers for the Osage Nation's wages this afternoon to make sure that everyone serving the Osage people is working for a living wage. And I hope it sails through with as much gusto as this bill. Because I fear that we're in danger of forgetting who we serve. I agree that the chief and the assistant chief deserve a raise. They do work hard. This administration in particular, we all see how hard they're working. But a raise in light of last year, can't support it. As long as I'm getting phone calls from single Osage parents who just are standing in line and had their health benefit card declined because they missed a deadline, I can't support a raise for the top. And as long as the executive branch is giving pink slips, the legislative branch shouldn't be giving raises to the top. And as families are being left to find new educational opportunities for their kids, because we're choosing to close highly successful educational facilities, I can't support a raise for the top. When those phone calls stop, bring this bill back and I'll be in support of it. When we can all agree that the chief and the assistant chief are worth a raise, but the attempts to help that mother, to save the 45 employees, to make sure that we don't have shortfalls in service to the people, to protect the programs of the nation that prevent substance abuse, and attempts to fight for all those, as those are falling to the wayside, I can't support a raise right now. In some perspective, in 1906, the chief was paid $300 a year. That's worth $8,767.13 adjusted for inflation. That's not realistic in today's world. I'm not naive, but certainly indicative of a time when our leaders put the people first. A $55,000 raise. We have employees who don't make that in a year. Our nation's minimum wage is $11.50, hasn't been raised since 2010. And a minimum wage employee working 2,080 hours makes $23,920 a year. This raise is double what a minimum wage employee makes in a year. Twice. That's the raise. On top of the $95,000 the leader of the nation already makes today. $13,043. That's how many hours a minimum wage employee of the nation would need to make or need to work to earn the chief's annual salary. It's 326 weeks.
1 minute.
Years. We see these problems playing out at the national scale. Income disparity, wage depreciation. We see these things happening. Nationally recognized issues that contribute to a host of other issues that plague communities. And in just a few minutes, we have the opportunity to make sure that those don't take root in our house. Thank you for your time. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else? Hearing none, Congresswoman Good Fox, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker. Well, so that the listening audience knows, what I just heard was, you know, the people that are in the position and raises from the top. Well, we don't know who will be in those seats in 22, which is the next general election. And that's when these raises will take effect in July of 2022 after the June election. And in 2006, the principal chief, the assistant principal chief in Congress didn't know when they took office what their salary would be. They had no idea because that's what the first Congress had to work on. They had to get the bones for what the salaries would be for elected officials. Currently, the chief makes $95,000. The assistant principal chief has gone from $71,250 to $75,000. We've also increased our membership from 2006 from 8,927 members to last month. The membership was at 24,469. And since the reform of our government, our annual budget has gone up millions of dollars. We've increased programs and services. And again, I feel like the last comments were directed at the current sitting chief. We didn't do away with educational services. What we did was we the chief of the nation chose to make a decision to focus on WELA and immersion. That's the chief's right to do that. Just very quickly, a couple of notes that I have. The Chickasaw Nation legislators decided that their governor would get $600,000 plus an additional $50,000 for each completed term. Prior to this increase, the governor made $300,000. Their lieutenant governor receives $400,000 annually, up from $200,000. He also receives a $50,000 bonus for each term completed. The Cherokee Nation went with the commission. We do have a bill on the floor that that addresses the commission for increases for elected officials. I personally am not for that. I think that we can do this, and we're charged with doing this. The Cherokees, their commission took their principal chief from $190,000 a year to $350,000 a year. Their deputy chief from $114,000 to $233,000. If you're an advocate for going the commission route, then you probably should. If you think that our chief or assistant chief needs to make in the 300,000s, you should probably vote no for this legislation. And that would be your right to do so. I just think that we've spent millions of dollars raising employee wages through merit. We gave the judicial branch a compensation increase last year, like literally a year ago, and the chief's salary hasn't been adjusted since the reform of the government in 2006. It's time. It's time to address this. And with the gaming successes that we've had and the true up, I don't think that this is out of line. We are, we are charged under Article 7, Section 10. It states that the annual salary and expense allowances for the offices of the principal chief and assistant principal chief shall be prescribed by Osage law and shall not be increased or diminished during that term of office. In the event that someone gets into the chief and assistant chief seat in 22, and they don't agree with this salary increase, by all means, cut a check to the Osage Nation Foundation and donate that money someplace else if you think that the salary needs to stay where it's at. Thank you, Speaker, and members of Congress. I hope that you'll support this.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. The question is, shall ONCA 2118 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Revard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2118 passes. There is an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, yes. Say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2118 is advanced to enrollment. We are now in motions and notices. Second Speaker Rebar.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. It's 10:22. I'd like to start the Appropriations Committee at 10:45.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Government operations will meet today at 1 p.m.
Thank you. And Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I need just one moment. Health and Social Services will meet today from 2:45 until 4:30 p.m.
Okay, thank you very much. There aren't any other motions or notices. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to adjourn until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay. Yes.
Adjourned until tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thank you.